So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, it's Shakir Hussein here, founder of Funnels.com. Now, you probably already know by now the fastest way to grow your business is really to get more customers and get more leads, right? And the way you get more leads and the way you get more customers and cash in your bank is really by having sales funnels, having a funnel, having a process that attracts your right prospects, repels the wrong one, and gets them buying. So since I'm launching funnels.com/challenge, funnels.com/challenge, a 5-day challenge, I thought, you know what, I'll make some teaser videos and I'll give you some really good valuable tips on stuff that I've learned growing 10 different brands to over 7 figures each and generating more than $30 million in sales before the age of 30. So with that being said, let's go straight into it. The number one big mistake I see people making when it comes to their sales funnel is that they are trying to be everything to everyone. For example, in their business, you know, they'll say stuff like, you know, I help people XYZ, like achieve some result. Or they'll say something along the lines of, I help, overweight people lose weight. Or they'll say, I help people grow their business with Facebook ads. And one of the profit activators that I use in my business is always dialing down the perfect client avatar. And this is something that you want to get really deep into. You want to figure out, who is that one person that you can help? Who is that one problem? What is that one problem you can solve? What is the one person that has, you know, the fears, their fantasies, their dreams, their aspirations, their hopes, all of those things, they're nightmares. Like, what is going on in that person's mind? And then you wanna ask yourself, what is the solution that you can develop that's only speaking to them? And what happens is, when you start off from being a specialist, then you can be the hero to a small group of people. And that's what you want. You wanna be a specialist to a specific group of people. You do not want to be a generalist to as many people as you can. And sometimes what happens is, you might look at someone who's been in the industry for a while, and you might say, yeah, but he or she does that, right? On one of my sites on wealthacademy.com, it's written something along the lines of, like, we empower people for financial freedom. But that's a big business, and that's talking to a mass market, right? But when you're starting off, you want to go as specialist as you can. Okay, that's number one. So ask yourself this question right now. Your sales funnel, your business right now, if you were to audit it, is it really speaking to one prospect, or is it trying to be a one-size-fits-all? Number two big mistake that I find is that people are trying to scale, and they're trying to grow so fast and so big, and they want to add in so many different traffic sources, right? And they're trying to do Instagram, Facebook, podcast, YouTube, going live, and all of these things, but they haven't optimized their sales funnel. And what that means is, they haven't really optimized their landing page, they haven't optimized their webinar or their automated VSL or their presentation, they haven't optimized any of the key ingredients that's required for them to getting customers, right? So first is, like, understanding who that customer avatar is. Number two is understanding and optimizing all the different pieces of the funnel. Instead of trying to go and get more customers, if you fix and you really get the system dialed in, then you can really refine this machine. And then, and only then, should you go and scale, okay? Third mistake that I see people making is that when you go on to their funnel, when I go and visit a client's funnel, one of the biggest mistakes I see is that they are asking, and they are asking for too much stuff, right? So I just came on, I literally went to this website on advanced medicine, and you know, great site. But I went to opt-in. Actually, you can check it out yourself, advancedmedicine.com by Dr. Rashid Buthar. And he's literally got something like 15, 20 fields, right? Like, this is the first interaction, and he's like asking like 15, 20 questions. Now, sure, you may have, he may get really high quality leads and opt-ins and subscribers, but asking so much on the first go is like, it's a real put-off. I mean, I've actually gone to the site now 2-3 times, and I was like, I just can't be bothered to fill out like 15 fields. And some people are asking for like name, email, phone number, you know, extra like 5 other questions. Try just split testing and just testing out just collecting email address. Because if your goal is to get as many people as you can into your sales funnel, one of the things that you can consider split testing is just asking for less. Okay, so mistake number 3 is asking too much. Mistake number 4 is what I see most newbie entrepreneurs make, and even sometimes experienced entrepreneurs, which is once people come in, they have maybe just a video, they have just maybe a webinar presentation, and you know, they ask for a sale, and that's it. Like, you never hear from them ever again. And from what I've experienced and I've seen over the last 10 years is that the absolute fortune is always made in the follow-up, right? If you don't follow up, you don't make money, right? You don't make fortunes just by trying to get money from someone or trying to sell your service. The real money, like, and all the greatest marketers and entrepreneurs will tell you, is that the biggest profit streams will be made from following up, right? Like, I just had someone message me right now, and he's making a few thousand dollars a month. He wants to scale to $50,000, $100,000 a month. He's from India, and he literally said to me, he's been following me for the last 5 years, okay? Since 2015, he's been following me. And it's taken literally 5 years for him to come full circle, come into my sales funnel. And today I had a call with him, and it went really well. And I was thinking to myself, wow, like, 5 years I've been following up. And I hear stories like this all the time of people coming into our sales funnels 5 years, literally 10 years later, they'll come in and buy a VIP program or an inner circle mentorship program, you know, that's tens of thousands of dollars. But if I didn't follow up, or if I quit and I stopped, can you imagine all of that money, all of that impact that could have been left behind? So I encourage you to make sure that you have a follow-up system in place. It might be through the phone, it might be through text messaging, it might be through direct mail, it might be through live events, it might be through so many different methods and systems, but just have a way, or have multiple ways. And the fifth big mistake that I find is that once someone has something working, instead of doubling down, they are trying to add another shiny object. You know, they try to figure out how to add Instagram or TikTok or Pinterest or, you know, something else that's sexy and shiny and new, like a messenger bot funnel. And the truth is, all of these platforms work, and we use them as well. And they're great. But what if, instead of adding something new, you ask yourself this question, which is, how do I double down on what's working? You know, maybe you've already got your first customer, but you haven't really dialed in that process. And so the question you want to ask yourself is not, how do I add more? It's, what's working right now, and how do I double down on what's working? And I can assure you, if you focus and you anticipate that most people make these 5 mistakes and that you can overcome them, then you'd be in a great place with your business. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action.
information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. That's S-H-A-Q-I-R.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, Committed to You Becoming Wealthified.